I was on my way to a radio station to be interviewed in Turkey, and I was walking through the streets, and there were street musicians playing in 9/8, diet, 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 like that, you know. And so when I got to the radio station, there was a wonderful musician named June 8, and I said to June, what is this rhythm? Diet, 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 diet. And he turned and looked at the band and pointed, and the whole band started playing something in 9/8 with that rhythm. And I thought to myself, boy, when I get home, I'm going to write a tune, or maybe tonight I started using that rhythm, and I'll put harmony to it and my own melody. That's how I started Blue Rondo a la Turk. And it's too bad that I said a la Turk. I was trying to be amusing by using Mozart's term. The reason that Columbia did not push it, they said Blue Rondo a la Turk is too long to be listed on a jukebox. Take Five is just perfect. And I said, yeah, I did that to myself. I named Paul's tune Take Five, and mine Blue Rondo a la Turk. But Blue Rondo was played as much before Columbia started pushing that they said they had to have an A side and a B side, and they thought Take Five, being that title, should be the A side. If they'd have left it alone, they'd have two monster hits. Yeah, no. To this day, Blue Rondo is played all over the world. Take Five played more, but they were equal for a while.